All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo and Frank, and we've got Ted Jeffries on the line, UVA radio analyst, and don't forget, second half hour tonight, we got the Sabres' Chris Wright joining us as well. Ted, going back to that Notre Dame game, of course, Virginia down three at the half, and I can't remember specifically. I think Notre Dame came out and scored the first 5 or 6 points of the second half. And the thing that really struck me is the Virginia coaches, the Virginia players, no panic whatsoever. They just stuck to the game plan, took care of business, and the next thing you know, they're right back even and figuring out a way to win the game. So just a lot of poise. How do you attribute that, just to the maturity of this team?
Well, I think it all starts with the leadership, and, you know, no different than if you're on a plane and there's some turbulence. You're looking to your leadership, and that would be the flight attendant at the time. And if she's panicking or he's panicking, then you start to panic. But when you don't see any panic in your leadership, I think these guys understand that they've got a special unit. You know, teams are going to make a run. There's going to be some ebb and flow. You know, they looked a little tight earlier on in the game, especially around in that middle of the first half or some in the second half where they looked to press a little bit, trying to force a couple of shots that weren't in sync and in rhythm. But off air, Dave Kane and I talked about the fact that we needed to get more production from Malcolm Brogdon and Justin Anderson offensively, and almost as soon as we discussed it, it started to happen, and that's what was missing early on in the first half. They weren't in rhythm offensively, and they got in rhythm, and they knocked down some shots, and, you know, there are a lot of contributors to this game in a lot of ways that helped Virginia get this crucial win on the road.
All right, tomorrow night, Clemson. Clemson coming off a fairly significant win on the road at Pittsburgh, so you know, what's the old coaching line? Respect all, fear none. So you got another ACC game tomorrow night playing at home, but you still have to show up and execute the way this team has been doing game in, game out.
Yeah, Virginia's got a few games where, you know, what some might deem as trap games. You come off an emotional high of a game like the Notre Dame game, a lot to be talked about and discussed prior to the game, and Virginia comes up with the win. And then you come in and you're playing a team that's near the bottom third, or, you know, the middle of the pack, as it were, the lower middle of the pack in the ACC. But we all know that any team can beat anybody if you don't come ready to play in this league. And Clemson, Brad Ronnell, his team is probably better than the record states right now, the 9-6, 1-2 in the conference, sitting, I believe, in ninth place. But, you know, they have a very good defensive scheme down there at Clemson. They have some athletes. They got some guys who can score. And let's face it, when you move from number three, where you already had a huge target on your back, it just grew exponentially when you're the number two team in the country. So Virginia has to be ready. Fortunately, they're at home. They need to come out and play and continue to play Virginia basketball.
Ted, this is Frank. And to remind our listeners, this is Ted Jeffries, UVA radio analyst. Ted, Clemson has sort of been a dangerous team off and on over the years. At the same time, Virginia has pretty much taken care of business with them over the last 4 or 5 years. Then Virginia travels on the road to Boston College, back home for Georgia Tech, and then they travel down the road to play the Hokies in Blacksburg. And then, of course, on January 31st, Virginia will host Duke. To my knowledge, they've still not announced a game time yet. Have you heard any reason why they have not announced that?
I have not. And I can only imagine any time it has to do with announcement. Obviously, it has to do with TV and when they're going to put that. But, you know, you start to look at that game as a monumental game. And that's when the rubber really starts to hit the road. When you talk about that first week of February, latter part of January, you know, you've got Duke, Carolina, and Louisville back to back to back. And that's going to be a tough stretch after coming off of four teams that are in the bottom rung in the ACC. So, you know, you got incredible lows, or the potential lows, and then incredible highs. So Virginia has to be ready. They've met every challenge thus far this season, and hopefully they can continue that trend.
Well, you know, and just you follow Duke, North Carolina, and Louisville, and the game after that is at NC State. And off of the game yesterday, you realize that is going to be a brutal four-game stretch. But right now, you know, I think Tony's done a terrific job taking one game at a time. And I think this team, you know, they don't take one game at a time. I think they take one possession at a time. And that has served them very well. So, Ted, I know you're on the queue to come back in a few weeks. So we'll continue to look forward to your periodic reports as the season progresses. And just keep us unbeaten, all right?
Absolutely. Hey, I'll do my part. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, Ted, thank you so much. All right, we're going to head to break, and we come back on the other side. We will have a longtime contributor and media partner, Chris Wright of the Sabre. Stay with us. More fun ahead.